The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for It's Your Money with certified public accountant and debt elimination counselor Nick Simonick. Simonick & Associates accounting firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning,
business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. Nick's personal passion is to help average everyday people just like you become financially independent by applying biblical principles to debt elimination and wealth accumulation by walking through the process of exchanging their indebtedness with savings. And now, here's Nick Simonick.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the show. And Roger, we've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
The week before last was Labor Day.
Labor Day, and I think you went on vacation, right?
Yes, I did.
And then after that, they told us we couldn't come to work because of the bridge. The bridge was shut down.
Everything seemed to have been shut down in Jacksonville.
Yeah, because of Hurricane Irma.
I wasn't here.
You were gone for Irma?
I was in the islands. I was in Aruba.
Somebody's got to do it. If you don't do it, who
I wanted to come back desperately. A week ago Sunday, but all the flights were canceled until this past Thursday. So I was down there suffering for Jesus.
Somebody had to do it. You have fun?
Yes.
Now, what do you do when you go?
Okay.
Do you like,
besides hanging out on the beach and going to great restaurants?
Do you like the thing where you hanging from a parachute or you go scuba diving?
Parasailing?
Yeah, parasailing.
I've done parasailing with Millie before, but we didn't do parasailing this time. Aruba is the windsurfing capital of the world. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take windsurfing lessons, but the guy said $500, and I said no. Anyhow, then we went to this one day. We went to the private island, the Palm Island, and it's like all inclusive just for that day.
Mm-hmm.
All of your refreshments, all of your breakfast and lunch, all paid for. Snorkeling all day long, and the most beautiful fish I've ever seen in the world on that island, or well, next to the island,
yeah,
under the water.
Right.
Then I did, which was cool. I did the helmet dive where they put the helmet over your head and pump air into it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you walk underwater.
Yes, uh-huh.
I did that.
Cool.
That was really cool. Millie didn't want to do it. She was afraid because, you know, she has vertigo and stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I'm glad you made it back, and a lot going on since you've been gone, including, like we mentioned earlier, the hurricane. But we posted online to tune in. A lot of people listening because they want to find out what's going on with Equifax.
And we're going to let them know what's going on with Equifax. But first, folks, I want you to know the quote to start your week. I get this quote from a pastor friend of mine every Monday. The quote to start your week this week is, God is making you the solution to someone's problem.
Mm.
Isn't that cool?
That's good.
So when people around you need help, you need to make sure that you're tuning in to their needs and help them out, because giving back is always a good thing.
That's good. And if you got a question for Nick, any money-related matter at all, 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-TALK. Nick is here all hour long to answer your financial questions. Certified public accountant with the CPA firm of Simonick & Associates. Typically, you get meter charged by the hour, but not today.
Not today. We've got a blue light special going on, folks. Call in, and we don't charge. So, anyhow, before we start our subject for today, we've got a couple of subjects for today. One is, of course, the Equifax hack. But I need desperately a tax accountant with 3+ years of corporate and personal tax preparation experience in public accounting. Folks, if you're out there and you're saying, I can do that, and you've only worked for a company and done the company's tax returns, it doesn't help. You need to be able to do multiple tax returns on a daily basis and keep up with the flow, especially for our tax season. So we could use two tax return preparers. Plus, we need a payables and receivables clerk to take care of some business for one of our major clients.
So. Okay, now if you got an absolute whiz kid who can handle all of it without skipping a beat because they're just that good, they can fill both roles.
Yeah.
Would you pay the person with two people would make?
I would if they can show me.
Okay.
Got to show me the money.
Okay, now where do they apply?
They call 928-1040 and talk to Sean Simonick.
Okay.
Or they can send an email to us at, I forget Sean's.
I think it's Simonick. It's Simonick dot either net, com or net.
Dot net.
Dot net. Okay.
But if not, mine is Nick, N-I-C-K, at Simonick dot net.
Okay.
And we appreciate all of our listeners, but we also appreciate more listeners who can help us staff the office because we're cranking up not only for tax season. Oh, by the way. Okay. Let's get that.
We've got Alexi holding on right now. Is it Alexi? Am I pronouncing your name correctly? How you doing?
Hi there. Yeah, it's Alexi.
Okay.
I'm doing well. I was calling to find out. So I bought some Bitcoin fairly recently, and I used it to buy something. I've never converted it back into dollars. I just purchased something. It was about $1,500.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, how is that going to be treated as far as taxes go?
Did you purchase something for business?
No, just a personal purchase.
Okay. Well, Bitcoin is, they're trying to make it an international currency that's not traceable. But if you purchase something with Bitcoins and you didn't have a gain on the, let's say the turning in of the Bitcoins, transferring it back to U.S. dollars.
So basically the exchange rate goes up and down compared to the U.S. dollar?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you didn't have a gain on it, you don't have to report anything. If you have a loss on it, you can report, you have to report the gain or the loss. I take that back. I'm thinking of something else. But if you have a gain or a loss on it, you report it as a commodity transaction. But if you don't have a gain or a loss, you don't have to report anything.
Okay, so as long as I don't ever convert it back to dollars, because it was like computing equipment. And I bought the money for X number of Bitcoin. I'm sorry, I bought the Bitcoin for X number of dollars. It went up in value as far as dollars go, and I used it in Bitcoin form. I never turned it back into dollars, and I used it to buy this computer stuff. It sounds like I don't have to report it because I never turned it into dollars. I didn't realize any gains, but I mean, I kind of realized the gains because I bought something with money that appreciated while I owned it.
That part of it, if you've got Bitcoins left, and let's just say you bought you converted $1,500 to Bitcoins and you bought a $2,000 computer, technically you have a $500 gain.
Right. Is it the same as if I'd changed it into like euro and the euro went up?
Would
I have to report or is it treated differently?
No, same thing. It's a currency exchange.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
God bless.
Good question, Alexi. And that's something for whatever reason, I can kick myself for not knowing this. I've never gotten into the whole Bitcoin thing. What's the benefit for that? Why do people do that?
Bitcoin.
I actually thought that it was maybe something that was borderline scammish, but apparently
not.
Well,
scammers use it because it's not really traceable.
Okay.
And you can't trace Bitcoin any place in the world. So scammers use it, especially those who do the computer thing where they hold your computer hostage and it's ransomware.
Mm-hmm.
They'll use Bitcoin for transacting the payment from you to them.
I see.
That it won't be traced.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know all the little sneaky tricks that people who
they got me on my personal computer.
That's right.
Because they got me on my personal computer, I'm aware of what goes on in that realm, especially overseas.
Because interesting.
It goes
wow.
overseas.
That's interesting. Okay.
But unfortunately, we've already used up the first part of our session, Roger. So we're going to start kicking off as soon as we get back, hitting the ground running on the Equifax hack.
Okay.
Like we promised the listeners we would.
Okay. So just to let you know, we have been hacked, everybody in America. We'll find out. We'll find out coming up in just a few. And tune in. And if you've got a friend who's listening and You know, they're real concerned about their identity being stolen. This is definitely a segment coming up you don't want to miss. It's Your Money with certified public accountant Nick Simonick on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM The Answer. For your professional financial services needs, Simonick & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Simonick & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040 or online at Simonick.net.
It's Your Money with Nick Simonick is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479. John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issue suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM, or uninsured motorist, on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking.
Welcome back to It's Your Money with certified public accountant Nick Simonick. I am Roger Henderson, and we are talking about money today. And one of the topics Nick wants to address, because it's been in the news, is that one of the three major credit reporting agencies, Equifax, was hacked. And apparently the hackers made out with everybody in America who is an adult and who's ever applied for credit and has a credit rating of any type. They got your name, your birth date, and your Social Security number. And it's so much a concern. Congress is looking into it, and they're talking about maybe even doing away with Social Security numbers for credit applications, which I think is probably something they never should have done anyway.
I agree.
But anyway.
Social Security number was supposed to be for the Social Security Administration.
And when I first got my card, I remember reading on the back saying this should not ever be used for identification. But if you don't use it for identification, you can never get a job. You can never get
a house, a car.
You basically got to, you know, live off the grid.
Yeah.
You know, grow soybean in your backyard.
And there's some people who do that.
I know.
They estimate 143 million American consumers got personal sensitive information exposed to that data breach. And that's a lot. 143 million Americans. That's, if you have a credit report, you've gotten exposed. Now, according to Equifax, the breach lasted from mid-May to July. And they, like you said, Raj, they got the Social Security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and in some instances, the driver's license number. So and card numbers, credit card numbers, about 209,000 people.
So unless you're really on top of your credit all the time, which a lot of people aren't,
yeah,
you could end up having things basically billed to you to a different address that you never know about.
Exactly. And that's happened to some people. So they're like scrambling to find out what's what and how that happened. You know, funny this should happen, because probably about a month ago, I was looking at some information about how the IRS is cautioning people about their Social Security numbers being hacked and so forth and so on. And I said to myself, I said, self, it's really neat that these three credit reporting agencies are so secure, more secure than the U.S. government, because even the CIA has been hacked, that they've never been hacked. And then all of a sudden, bam,
yeah,
they get it.
Right. And if we don't use our Social Security cards or numbers for a job, employment, what are we going to do? I mean, what, are they going to, like, put a mark in your right hand or forehead?
That could happen.
It could. It will happen, because, actually.
That way Big Brother says, okay, you can protect yourself because you're carrying it with you. But what about muggers who they mug you and then they scan your forehead?
Or worse. Take your forehead with them.
Or your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Gosh.
I've seen that on James Bond movies. But anyhow, there are certain steps you can take to help protect your information from being misused. And Equifax has a website, and it's www.equifaxsecurity2017.com.
That's going to get hacked, too, I bet.
The thing is it's not controlled by the Federal Trade Commission, that website particularly. Equifax is controlled by the FTC. You'll find out if your information has been exposed. You can click on Potential Impact tab and enter your last name and the last six digits of your Social Security number, and they'll tell you if yours got gotten. Is that a word?
Guys? Is that a legitimate? I guess so. You wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So website again?
www.equifaxsecurity2017.com.
Okay.
And then whether or not your information has been exposed, U.S. consumers can get a year free credit monitoring by them and other services. The site will give you information on it, and you can enroll. Now, that site also has frequently asked questions, and if you have been breached, there's some steps you can take to help protect yourself after the data breach. One is check your credit reports, all three of them, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, for free, and that's annualcreditreport.com. And if you see something on your credit reports that you can't identify as you, then the chances are they got you. Now, consider placing a credit freeze on your files, too. You can do a credit freeze. It makes it harder for someone to open a new account in your name, but it won't prevent the thief from making charges to your existing accounts. Like I said, they got a bunch of credit card accounts. So that won't help as far as existing accounts. Then monitor your existing credit card and bank accounts closely. You can do that on the internet. If you don't have a password for your credit card account, you can get it. If you don't bank online, you can start doing it. And in fact, I watch our bank accounts on a daily basis, morning and evening now, just because of that. And then the next thing you can do is file your taxes early. And also you can put a fraud alert on your files, too. A fraud alert warns creditors that you may be an identity theft victim. But filing your taxes early is important, because most of the reasons why these hackers get into this kind of information is to get Social Security numbers, because they go and wholesale file tax returns, bogus tax returns, with your name and your Social Security number, but a different address on it, to get tax refunds. And then when you file, the IRS says, no, that Social Security number has been filed already.
So these criminals will make up an entire income, do an entire tax form,
yeah,
and set it up in such a way that you get a big refund back, and then it doesn't actually go to you and all the numbers are inaccurate.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then I don't know how they get away with it, but they have a way of getting away with it because they do it on a regular basis every year and more. But I've had clients, you know, who we file returns for, and these clients have said, Nick, the IRS says my return's already been filed. What's this? And sure enough, they've gotten hacked. So in that case, you have to send the IRS additional information to prove you are who you are.
Who takes the hit, the government or the taxpayer?
The government takes the hit because the taxpayer then files his own personal return and yada, yada. And the government is trying its hardest to prevent these things from happening, but it's still happening. And it's happening to the tunes of millions of dollars.
Seems like the simple solution, Nick, is to do a different way of taxing. You know, if they would just do a flat tax, then you didn't have to file anything, that would eliminate that type of fraud, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because then you wouldn't be filing anything. You pay as you go.
You pay as you go, and it's a flat tax, no deductions, and, you know, a certain percentage that's reasonable. Automatically deduct it from your income. If you own your own business, pay that, and then it's all done.
Or a national sales tax.
That's another one I was going to suggest. Yeah. How does that work?
National sales tax. And, you know, Greenspan, when he was in office as the Federal Reserve Chairman, said, he called it a consumption tax. He said it would get the country out of debt, but we'd have to phase out the income tax slowly. Yeah, right. It's going to wind up being a VAT tax like Canada has on top of their personal income taxes. So you don't want that.
You don't
want
both.
Same thing with England.
You'd end up having both taxes at the same time.
And a national sales tax, his excuse was, well, they have to set up for it. They can't just implement it right away. Yes, they can, because most merchants are already collecting sales tax on their operations. They just add one more vehicle to their sales tax, and that's the national sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. Now, think about it. A national sales tax instead of the income tax and the Social Security tax, a lot of people will be doing a whole lot better than they are now. Of course, and you don't have to fool with filing tax returns, and then you've got 150,000 IRS agents that have to go do something else, and then you've got a flood on people into the economy. Why would I be in favor of it?
Yeah, because you're an accountant. A big chunk, I would assume, of your business is people needing to comply with the tax code.
Yeah, but a bigger chunk of my money goes to taxes, so
there's the benefit for you, huh?
Yeah.
So I was always thinking, Nick, that it would be better to test market that someplace first that's not easy to cross the border, like Alaska. Let Alaska try it, and if they see huge successes, then roll it out everywhere.
I like that because Alaska is a good place to do it. It's a limited population.
Yeah, you can't. It's not like you can drive to Georgia. Okay, I'm not going to pay sales tax here. I'm going to do all my grocery shopping in Georgia.
Yeah,
not that there's anything wrong with that. But if you have to pay income tax in Georgia, and then but in Florida, you don't do that.
You pay state income.
It's more. It hurts the economy that way, and people won't shop there.
Yeah,
you know. But if you have in Alaska, people can't do that.
It's true, and I have clients who live in Florida and work in Georgia and have to pay Georgia income tax because it's where you earn the money that you have to pay.
Yeah, but test it out there, and then after a year or two, it works fine. Then roll it out everywhere so that no one benefits on a border area like we are in right now.
Yeah. Now, a P.S. on this whole thing about the Equifax scam. Is that this isn't an advertisement, but what Millie and I have been doing this whole year is we joined LifeLock. And anytime you file something or ask for some credit, LifeLock calls you, texts you, emails you saying, somebody's after you.
Okay. Well, it should be interesting. If you got a question for Nick, the number is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. And we'll be back with more of It's Your Money on WBOB, AM 600, and 101.1 FM, The Answer. It's Your Money back here on WBOB, AM 600, and 101.1 FM, The Answer. Nick Simonick with us every Monday between 2 o'clock and 3, giving financial advice for free when you call in at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. We'll be happy to answer your questions,
yep.
But you're also looking for someone or maybe a couple of people to work at the Simonick, Ratnick & Associates CPA offices.
Yeah, Raj. I'm looking for two tax preparers with at least 3 years' experience in corporate and personal, and it'll help to have partnership and estate tax experience, filling up partnership and estate tax returns, but mainly corporate and personal, and at least 3 years of public accounting experience.
So what is that? What does public accounting experience mean?
I'm glad you asked, because that's a big differential. A lot of people send us resumes saying, I have accounting experience. I work as an accountant in my boss's office. And they post on a daily basis, and they think that qualifies them for public accounting. That is called private accounting. That's called corporate accounting. Corporate accounting is you work for one business, or maybe a guy who has several businesses, and you're doing all their bookkeeping for their several businesses, reconciling and making adjusting entries at the end of the month, and that's all good. But in public accounting, we're doing it on a mass scale. In other words, we don't just focus on one company. Now, we have a number of clients who we do all of that stuff for because they found it cost effective for us to do it for them instead of hiring an accountant inside and paying the accountant's payroll taxes and paying the health insurance and paying all that. We can do it, even though we charge more per hour than an inside accountant, we can do it in a lot less hours, so it's cost effective for clients.
Mm-hmm.
We have a client in Alabama that we do their accounts payable, their payroll, and all of their activity as far as the business goes. And we've been doing it for a lot of years, and it's long distance, and it works fine. So we need someone who can do taxes for and has experience with a CPA firm or an accounting firm and at least 3 years' experience. Then accounts receivable and payables clerk. Now, if you've worked in corporate accounting and you've done the receivables and payables for that company, we still want to talk to you because, like I said, a number of our clients, that's what we do it for.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just, you know, receivables and payables for your firm. It's for some of your clients.
Right.
Okay.
It is for our clients. So if you have any of that experience and you're looking for a position or looking to upgrade your position, then call us. 928-1040, ask for Sean Simonick, or send me the email, nick@simonick.net. We'll be glad to review it and see if we can come to a mutual agreement on a lifelong relationship. That's what I call it.
Okay, great.
Anyhow, I was going to tell you that this couple stayed with us a couple of days this weekend because they were out of power.
Yeah, I heard this morning that JEA has power back up for most people, the overwhelming majority right now, 99.6%.
That's awesome.
Of Jacksonville. But at the peak of the hurricane, you know, as much as almost two-thirds of Jacksonville didn't have electricity at some point.
My word.
So imagine that in the Florida heat. And, you know, I've always questioned, how did people live in the state of Florida before there was air conditioning, you know, widespread 60, 70 years ago?
Yeah.
That must have been horrible.
Fans. They fanned themselves and they opened the windows and they used screens to keep the bugs out. That's how they did it. Because back then, I remember. Anyhow, I remember my mother telling me because I'm not old enough. No. Anyhow. So, that's another thing. JEA, I think, did a better job than some other electrical agencies throughout the state. So kudos to JEA.
JEA. And, you know, they got help. They were power company professionals who came into Jacksonville, far away as, I think, Minnesota in some cases, that were helping, working side by side with the local crews.
That's awesome.
To just get people's power up as quickly as they could.
In a minute, I want to talk about what the IRS has done for Hurricane Irma victims. But before I do that, I wanted to tell you about, so this couple came over and they had this little box and he'd say, Alexa, play this song from this person. And Alexa would say, this song from this person, play it. It's a thing. It's a little box that hears you and finds on the internet.
We got a couple of them at our house, actually. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're actually cylinders.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Well, he bought me one this weekend for letting him stay at our
house. Okay, yeah, it's real cool. Yeah, well, it's run by Amazon, and you just talk to it. It's a voice-activated personal assistant that's you leave in your house. You can ask it, Alexa, what's the weather for today? And the weather for Jacksonville today is sunny, part, you know, whatever it might say. And one of the cool things about it is that it, you know, jokes around sometimes. You could tell it to sing, you know, do a rap song for me, Alexa, and it'll come up with this little nursery rhyme sounding song that, you know, that sounds kind of cute. But if that person also happens to subscribe to the Amazon Music service, it won't do the cute little nursery rhyme song. It'll start playing hardcore gangster rap, which happened at a staff party we had recently. I thought it would play the cute little song, and next thing you know, oh no, there are children here. Alexa, stop.
That's funny. Well, you know, we were playing oldies because I'd say, Alexa, play the Temptations. Mm-hmm. And, of course, these people are a lot younger, and they're going, we're bored. Anyhow, but so he gave me that, and I talked to Sean, my son. He's a techie, and he's also somewhat of a conspiracy theorist, but he says Amazon is collecting all the data that Alexa's listening to in your household.
Oh, it's worse than that. Alexa can literally hear every conversation going on at your room, your house 24/7 unless you turn it off.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And if you say,
but it tells you it's
not
stand
that person at work.
Well, they're saying they're not listening.
Yeah, right.
Unless you say Alexa.
We're plugging our ears, right. We're not listening. So, if you say Alexa, it has to listen to understand you said Alexa.
Yeah.
So the reason,
if we're wrong about the pre-tribulation rapture, I think they're going to know exactly where everybody stands just based upon what's been going on with technology, what we post on our social media, and what we and what we said to these voice-activated devices. Oh, yeah, you're on fire for God, Christian. Look at you. Let's round that family.
Big time. So you got them in your home, huh?
Just want to warn you, that's all.
Okay.
I'm not saying stop. But
you got them in your home.
Oh, yeah, two of them.
That's crazy.
We use this intercoms. I talked to my wife upstairs.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You can talk to each other. If you've got one, I can talk to you, and you know, like a you know, crosstown intercom.
No way.
Yeah,
that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll talk to you this evening.
Okay,
say hello.
I'll turn it on.
Okay.
Anyhow, so in Florida, the IRS is now offering expanded relief to any area designated by FEMA as a qualifying for either individual assistance, public assistance, or anything like that. And guess what? It's all counties in Florida. All 67 counties apply. So the hurricane victims of Irma have until, for your personal returns, and let's say you have a small business corporation, S corporation, for your corporation returns, you have until January 31st, 2018 to file your 2016. So they're extending the deadline that was supposed to be September 15th for corporations to January 31st of 2018. You won't be late if you file by then. And before this, if you're late, 1 month late, they charge you $100 per shareholder for a penalty. Well, that penalty is waived now for that. And October 16th, was the extension date for personal returns. Well, that's also extended to January 31st, 2018. So people who were filing their personal returns and scrambling to get their corporate information into us, they kind of slowed down now because they heard about that. And the thing is the tax relief postpones the tax filing and payment deadlines that occurred starting September 4th in Florida. And that means that you don't have to pay those taxes. Let's just say you pay quarterly estimated taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you send the IRS for your personal return a quarterly estimate every quarter.
Mm-hmm. Four times a year.
Well, the due date on that one was September 15th, and that was moved to January 31st, 2018 also. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to send in your third quarter payment if you didn't, because the IRS won't charge you a penalty.
Now, you still will have to send it in eventually.
Yeah.
It's not like it's waived.
No, it's postponed.
It's just gonna have, you know, you just have a little extra time to pay it.
Postponing the inevitable.
Okay.
And the pain.
Which would mean that maybe possibly next quarter you have to make two of them, right?
Right.
Okay.
By January 31st. Instead of January 15th.
Okay, that's nice of them. If you've got a question for Nick Simonek, any financial question at all, feel free to call in at 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is back after a few words here on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1, The Answer.
It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479. John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issue suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM, or uninsured motorist, on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking.
For your professional financial services needs, Simonek & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially, except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Simonek & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040, or online at Simonek.net. Welcome back to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Simonek. I'm Roger Henderson, and we're taking your calls at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. It has been an interesting hour. We're learning about how all of our identities, if we've ever applied for credit, if we've got a credit card in our wallet right now, they got you.
They've got
your name.
Uh-huh.
They have your birth date.
They know where you live.
And they know your address, and they have your Social Security number.
And they know where your children go to school.
Because Equifax was hacked.
Man, that is so
sad.
They're
actually talking about doing away with using Social Security numbers as a form of tax, you know, not tax, excuse me, credit ID numbers. Credit identification, so you won't have to use that anymore. What about employment? I didn't hear that one.
I didn't either.
But for applying for credit, you won't possibly not have to use that anymore for that, which is possibly a good thing.
But in any event, it's still a hack is a hack, you know.
Yeah.
And it's still damaging people. Now, during the break, you said we've got another hurricane going over to
the islands. Yeah, you know, I was talking to you about my mom. She's got a condo in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
And on one of the islands, which because of economics, people were moving away and it was empty. But now, because St. Thomas, which is the commercial and tourist center, got hit so hard, the government is asking people to move to St. Croix instead, so she's going to get a tenant soon. But then, right after Irma just devastated the place, you think we got hit bad? They got it.
They got nailed.
There's one island in the Caribbean near St. Croix where they've literally moved the entire population off the island.
Oh, my God.
Barbuda. Everybody's
so
gone. So, but now another Hurricane Marie is going to be hitting the same general area. Starting this evening is when they said they start feeling the winds. It's already Category 3.
It
could come here. We don't know yet.
It needs to go into the ocean and die.
We hope that it turns north because it looks like it may be arcing that way a little bit.
Man.
But we won't know until later on this week.
It
maybe
needs
end of this
to get
week.
Away from those poor islands because my jeweler's in St. Thomas. I'm serious.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Maybe he used to be in St. Thomas.
He used to be in St. Thomas. So here's the deal. We're talking before the break. Oh, before I forget, if you're just tuning in, Siminick & Associates needs two tax preparers with at least 3 years public accounting experience working for a public accounting firm, and an accounts payables and receivable clerk. You can call Sean Siminick at 928-1040 or email me, nick@siminick.net, nick@siminick.net. Anyhow, before the break, we were talking about how the IRS is helping Florida victims of Hurricane Irma. And as I said before the break, people don't have to. They have an extension to file their personal and corporate tax returns until January 31st, 2018. And if any taxes were due, payroll taxes, quarterly estimated taxes, whatever the case may be, during the period starting, you know, September 4th, actually, until January 31st, they're postponed until January 31st, 2018. However, if you file an extension on April 18th of this year to file your tax return by October 15th or 16th, well, the extension of time to file, as I've said in the past, is not an extension of time to pay. So what that means is there is no grace period for you if you owe the IRS. My advice to you folks out there who were going to file your return by October 15th with the payment, you pay that payment, as much of that payment as you can, with a quarterly estimate. If you're not ready to file the tax return because the clock's ticking and you're continuing to develop penalties and interest on the money you didn't send in, because any money due before September 4th, you still owe them, and they're not giving you any grace for the money due, just the filing. Remember that, folks.
So go ahead and pay as much as you can, and maybe even the whole thing. And how do you know if you owe, if you haven't done the paperwork yet? You kind of estimate it?
You estimate it based on last year's and this year. If you got your W-2s already, you can tell pretty much what you're going to owe. And if you need help, come see Siminick. We can
928-1040.
Amen. We can estimate it for you. So there's a disaster relief page in the IRS's website that will give you information on what else qualifies for delay of payment. Now, so the other thing is the IRS is waiving the late deposit penalties for federal payroll and excise tax deposits. In other words, normally deposits for payroll taxes are due for the first 15 days, but any time after the disaster period for the first 15 days, then go to the disaster relief page to see when you're supposed to pay them. which I think is really cool for them to do it, because it gives people one less thing that they have to think about besides their homes and the damage and all that. I was surprised how many people in Jacksonville got damaged, and thank God we didn't, but I was surprised how many people in Jacksonville really got damaged. And it was a serious thing. But now, if you live in Georgia, this doesn't count for you folks if you're listening from Georgia. So if you receive, now, if you were affected by this and you're not required to pay the penalty, if you receive a late payment or a late penalty notice from the IRS that has an original or extended filing payment due falling within the postponement period, that's September 4th to January 31st, then all you have to do is call the number on the notice to get the penalty abated. Let them know you're in Florida and that's within the time zone that you were supposed to pay. Let's just say you get a notice from the IRS after filing 2017's return that your third quarter was paid late and they wanted to charge you a late payment penalty. Well, you can get it waived just by calling the number on the notice and let them know you lived in Florida at the time and you fall within the penalty abatement period. Now, another thing, an IRS person will work with any taxpayer who lives outside the disaster area but came inside the disaster area to help out. Like, remember you were saying they had JEA being helped from people in,
right,
where was it, Minnesota?
Minnesota and some of the other states had come in to help get us back with full power for everyone.
Yeah, and those people are going to... there's a certain exemption that applies for those people, too. The IRS number they can call is 866-562-5227. Mm-hmm. If they were busy here helping us out, let's just say, during this disaster.
And before we knew Irma was coming, I knew people that went to Houston, for example, to help them.
Yeah.
Does that help with does that account for volunteers as well, who help with the volunteer effort?
Yeah, it helped. But the thing is I don't know... I'm sure Houston or Texas had something similar, but not the extension that we have in Florida, because Harvey was a lot earlier than Florida.
Okay.
But just keep in mind, folks, though, that's a good point, Raj. If you volunteer with, let's say, the Red Cross, and you went to Houston and you did it on your own dime, well, the money you spent volunteering is a tax-deductible charitable event that you can take on your tax return. Remember that.
So that would include your transportation.
Food.
Your food, all shelter, your meals while you were there, your hotel, wherever you stayed, all that counts. Every expense that you had in traveling to the hurricane area in Houston before we knew Florida was going to get hit so
exactly.
hard. It's tax deductible.
Exactly.
Great.
And that is as long as you're working for a qualifying organization. If you say, well, I'm going to go help, and you just go there by yourself, it doesn't apply.
That's a vacation.
What a vacation,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But if you say, I'm going there under the Red Cross, or I'm going there under the Vietnam Vet Relief, whatever the case may be.
Or your church may have set up a special trip.
It'll be good for you. So remember that, folks. So we'll cover next time, Raj, before we get into our next subject, what you need to know for Hurricane Irma recovery. And what the federal officials are saying you need to do for that, because we're almost out of time today. Unfortunately, it's been great, and I hope the folks enjoyed the information, so we're on our way home right now.
Right, and let's pray that Marie doesn't cause as much problems as Irma did, because that was the biggest storm in the history of the Atlantic Ocean that we just gone through. Thanks for listening to It's Your Money. And by the way, if you didn't hear all the program, you're busy working, and it was just kind of in the background a little bit, you can hear the Encore Best Of Edition on our sister station, 100.3 The Biz, Saturdays at 5. Thanks for listening to It's Your Money on WBOB.
Thanks for joining us for It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Semenik. Semenik & Associates Accounting Firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning, business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. For professional accounting services or to host a Nick Semenik Living Debt-Free Seminar, call 904-928-1040 or visit SemenikCPA.com.